You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? That Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me, and that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, or you're listening to CFRC.ca. I'm Sam. Nice that you're joining me tonight. I'm going to play some really good music for the next hour here. This is Punk is Dead. I'm on every Monday night at 10. I hope you all know. I hope you're all repeating listeners and you eagerly await my arrival at 10 p.m. on Mondays. That first song was Pete Seeger with What Did You Learn in School Today? And I'm going to play, up next, I'm going to play a cover of Pete Seeger, but I'm also going to have a friend joining me in the studio tonight, I hope. He said that he's available, and we'll see if he shows up. He could just ignore my text for the next hour, but, you know, so expect another person to be on the show, hopefully. It'll be a fun episode, lots of talking, I'm going to let him choose some music, so lots of bad music, but then I'm going to choose my own music, and then there will be lots of good music again, so don't leave when he starts playing music. It'll end. Don't worry. It'll be okay. Anyways, up next, going to listen to the Rise Against cover of... Oh, well, actually, it's not a Pete Seeger song. Pete Seeger popularized it, but it was originally written by Melvina Reynolds. And yeah, this is Little Boxes by Melvina Reynolds, and this is the Rise Against cover of it.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
And the people in the houses went to the university where they were put in boxes. They came out all the same. There's doctors and lawyers and business executives. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry. They all have pretty children and the children go to school.
And the children go to summer camp and then to the university. They all get put in boxes.
That was Minutemen with Bob Dylan Wrote Propaganda Songs. And Minutemen, you might know them from, I hope you know them from just, they're a great band, but they did the Jackass theme song. Well, they didn't do it for Jackass, but Jackass used their song Corona as their theme song. And yeah, Minutemen, I think they're pretty popular, but they're an underrated band for how much they put out. Sadly, I think that, I'm not sure which member it is. I don't know that much history about Minutemen, but one of the band members died pretty young. And yeah, they had to break up, but then there was a band formed after called Firehose, and it was kind of like Minutemen. Anyways, I want to talk about these AI Tai Chi ads I keep getting, because as I was going to play that song, I don't know why it's aimed at me. I think they, like, Google thinks that I'm a 60-year-old man that needs to get back into shape, because it keeps giving me these ads where it's like, is it possible for my dad to get a six pack? And then it cuts to this jacked dude that's just, it's all AI. None of these people are real. And he's like, ha ha, how old is your dad? 56. Oh, you're not going to recognize him in 3 weeks. And it's the stupidest ad that I've ever seen, because it's set up like a podcast, and it's this young girl talking to this random 50-year-old jacked dude. And it's just an odd situation. And I just got another one that was like, oh, I can't even recognize my husband after he's doing his Tai Chi. And it's like the lady's standing in the front of the frame, and then just way in the background in like some Japanese temple, this dude's just shirtless doing Tai Chi. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Shout out AI for giving us good ads. I love AI. I love slop. I love that Oxford's word of the year was slop. It really fits. Now I'm going to play for you a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They're called Bland, and this is a song off their newish EP. Came out September 2025, so a few months ago. And yeah, it's the EP is called Consumables, and this song is called Panacea. Panacea? Panacea. Figure it out. There's an ancient relic, there's a hidden trail.
a missing piece, where's the piece you seek? To be on your reach, is the future bleak?
Okay, we got a special guest in the studio. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. I'm Connor. I'm Sam's friend from high school.
Okay, you didn't... He told me he was going to announce his cool radio name and do his cool Peter Griffin radio voice, and he didn't.
I was put on the spot, and I kind of dropped it.
Do the Peter Griffin.
Hey, everyone. It's Peter Whirly Bird Griffin. I can't do it.
All right, we're done. What do you want to play, Connor?
Let's go with Dear Coach's Corner.
Wow, I didn't see this coming. It's not like we spoke of this about a minute and a half ago.
We did not.
Okay, do you want to... Let's talk. Me and Connor saw Propagandy live together. It was a beautiful moment we shared. And
it was beautiful.
What did they do?
They said that they did not know how to play this song and they were just going to wing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
they asked.
It was pretty terrible, yeah.
They were like, do you guys want to hear a song that we have dialed in? Or do you want to hear a song that we learned 3 days ago and you guys will have to sing half the lyrics? And they said they did it in Toronto and Kingston knew more of the lyrics than them.
They did. They said we're the better city.
Fuck Toronto. Kingston on top. Toronto sucks butt. And I'm getting my show taken off the air because Connor just cursed.
I did. That's my bad, guys.
Okay. Anyways, here's Dear Coach's Corner. This is wonderful time because hockey. Here you go.
That was sickening last week, by the way.
What?
That's
what is going
joke.
On with you here?
That's not. What is this stuff on here? We're Hockey Night in Canada, and we're talking about saving the world and all that stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind December the 25th.
Let's talk about some good guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about the troops.
Submission. And the rally's at Nuremberg.
That was a good one. What do you think?
I thought it was great, Sam.
That's good. I'm happy. Anyways, up next, we're going to play a new EP, Kingston Band, Rev Zed. It's a good EP. It's 4 songs. It came out, this airs the 19th. Came out 3 days ago on the 16th. Sorry to break the fourth wall here, but... Yeah, it's a very new EP. It's called The Real World, and this song is called Welcome to the Real World that we're about to play. Do you have any stories you want to tell first?
Has anything happened?
Oh, I almost got into a fight over stealing someone's beer at a party last night.
Did you intentionally steal their beer?
Yes. We didn't know it was his beer.
What do you mean you didn't know it was his beer? So, you saw a beer on the table, and you're like, this is
mine. It was on
now.
The stairs. If there's a beer on the stairs, I don't expect it to be a man's beer.
Was it open?
No. Oh, that's okay. Why we were like, someone put a... So, okay, we're at a Great Gatsby-themed party. It was me and Ben.
This guy looked really
my housemate. So, we were in full suits, and the thing is, no one else really dressed up. So, we were at a party in full suits, and no one else... Everyone was wearing... like everyone wore a quarter zip, and they were like, yep. Roaring 20s. And yeah, so I'm in a full suit and a bow tie. I looks like a disgraced magician. And then me and Ben, we had to go upstairs to the bathroom. And there's a Coors Light just sitting on the stairs. And Ben grabbed it. And then we got up into the bathroom. He was like, dude, found a full beer just sitting there. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. And we opened it. And a guy knocks on the door, walks in and goes, you guys take my beer?
And you guys were both huddled in the bathroom over the one beer.
And no, it was sitting on the counter, and Ben was like, nah, man. And he was like, I saw you guys take it, and we were like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And he was really mad. And yeah, we gave it back to him, but then we became friends later.
Oh, good.
And yeah.
It's a makeup story.
So that's just kind of a beautiful story for you guys. It's about owning up to your mistakes and making friends while in a full suit while they are wearing quarter zips. Anyways, we got off track there, and Connor, you've never heard RevZed, have you?
I've never heard RevZed.
This is big. We're taking his RevZed virginity.
They've been saying that to me all day.
That's weird. Okay, yeah. Here's Rev Zed with Welcome to the Real World. This is probably my favorite song off the EP. It's the first song off the EP, but that has nothing to do with it. I just like this one.
Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
All right, Connor, you ready for some Billy Bragg?
I'm giddy for some Billy Bragg right now.
Oh, first, I gotta... All right.
I mispronounced that so bad.
First, we gotta reiterate. Go listen to Rev Zed's new album. Or EP. Sorry, it's an EP.
I very much enjoyed their EP.
It's a really good EP. And yeah, just came out January 16th, 2026.
Oh.
And it's a good EP. I really like the vocals on it. Like, it doesn't... You know, some... new albums or EPs, you hear them, you're like, yeah, that was recorded like that was recorded on digital in 2026. Like, yeah. You can just hear that it's like, ugh.
There's a difference in sound.
I like the recording quality on that one because it doesn't sound like super new, like not in a bad way. Not like it sounds like it's from the 20s and it sounds awful. It sounds really good. I don't know what I'm saying. It sounds good. It sounds, yeah, whatever. Who cares what I'm saying anymore?
Nobody cares anymore. Let's go.
The Rev Zed album sounds very good. Shout out Rev Zed. I'm trying. I have to reply to them. I forgot to reply to them, but I'm doing an interview with them, hopefully.
We're
I'm
currently sorry. Ghosting Rev Zed right now.
I am ghosting Rev Zed. I forgot to reply. I've been busy. I switched majors, and it's caught up to me. I didn't know how much work you have in a real major. And, yeah. Anyways, Rev Zed... I love you. Okay. Let's play.
Going to Billy Bragg.
We're going straight to Billy Bragg from that. Help save the youth of America. Help save them to
stay.
Day. Okay. Billy Bragg, help save the youth of America.
Save them from themselves. Help save the suntan surfer boys and their California girls. As the lights go out in the rest of the world, what do our cousins say? They're sitting in the sun and having fun till daddy takes the gun away. From the big church to the big river and out
to the shining sea. This is the land of opportunity, and there's a monkey child on TV. A nation with their breezes full is dancing in their seats, while outside another nation is sleeping in the streets. Don't tell me the old, old story, tell me the truth this time. Is the man in the mask or the Indian an enemy or a friend of mine? Of the world, help save the boys in uniform, their mothers and their faithful girls. Listen to the voice of the soldier down in the killing zone, talking about the cost of living and the price of bringing him home. They're already shipping the body bags down below the Rio Grande. You can fight for democracy at home and not in some foreign land. Fate of the great United States is entwined with the fate of us all. And the incident at Chernobyl proves that where we're living is very small. And the cities of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them. Of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them, Omaha will burn with them, Los Alamos will burn with them.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When
I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat. Banter.
Join us every Thursday at 1 on
Team
IC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
You just heard Birds by Turnstile, and I know what I'm gonna, I know what we're gonna play next. You don't know what we're gonna play next. I told Connor we were gonna play Bird is the Word next. You want to sing it to remind them what it is?
Bird is the Word.
That one. Everyone
knows. Thought that was gonna be that one.
That's a classic. I'm gonna play one that. Oh, this just it reminds me of my youth. Because it was when I was a little...
You're 19.
reminds me of my very youth.
Okay.
What is youth? When does youth start? Like, once
out
I
the
hit,
womb.
Once I hit 20, am I done?
Yeah, I think so, man.
I was talking about this last week, and I was like, once I hit 20, I'm just dead.
It's like a big turning point, because at that point, I'm like a quarter of the way through my life.
Because at least, like, the U.S., you turn, like, 18, okay, you're an adult. You turn 21, okay, you can drink. Canada, you turn 19, you can drink. And then it's just downhill.
21, you can drink and drive.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
But you can drink a beer and drive. So
I guess. Yeah. Okay, maybe there's some positives.
We're about to hit the drinking and driving age.
Like, either of us have cars.
Yeah, it's true.
Or can afford beer anymore. Okay, yeah. But this song, it reminds me of my youth, because I used to go here with my wee best friend as a child, Flarkin. And we'd go to the Salt and Pepper Diner, and we would hear this song over and over and over again, 7 times. So here you go. Enjoy. This is a song from my youth.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Bro, what's new, pussycat? People went fucking insane.
No problem, sir.
Heard ad hominem. Wow.
Ad hominem.
Ad hominem by Pinpoint. They're a cool hardcore band. Hardcore punk rock band from Toronto, Ontario. And yeah, that's a new EP. Everything's an EP nowadays, eh?
Can we not? They're on the EP.
Punk bands just can't afford like an LP. Oh. They just can't afford a full album still. But
they can't afford food, bro. Can't afford cigarettes. They can't afford their bus money.
Okay, that's a little foreshadowing from Connor there. But yeah, it's their new EP came out January 12th. It's self-titled by band Pinpoint, and we're gonna play Bus Money by The Chats up next. But first, I want to discuss. Have you seen Brady Tkachuk now knows the days of the week, but has yet to grasp the order?
Wait, I've not seen this. What are you talking about?
There's all these things on Instagram, and it looks like there's like sports posts where it's just the big letters over a photo of an athlete, you know? Yeah. And they're all like, Brady Tkachuk now knows the days of the week, but has yet to grasp the order. Or like, Brady Tkachuk now understands that letters make words, but is still unsure as to how. And it's so funny. There's one, like, it just keeps going. And it was like, Brady Tkachuk was asked to read a book to elementary school students in Ottawa, but had to turn it down for obvious reasons. And it's so funny. I'll start sending them to you. If you're listening right now and you are Brady Tkachuk, or you're a fan of Brady Tkachuk and these jokes, I was going to say call in, but this isn't live.
Call us anyway. Sam's phone number is...
Message me on Instagram, punkisdead_CFRC. Go follow it, because I want to know how many people listen to this show, because I have no clue. Okay, what are we playing next? We're playing Bus Money?
Bus Money by The Chats.
Connor, introduce this one.
Do you guys have Bus Money? Because The Chats don't.
I don't think anyone has Bus Money. Do you know...
I don't need it anymore. I just show my ID.
They don't give change for bus money? What's with that?
What do you mean they don't give change?
If you give them a $5 bill, they won't give you coins back. They just take the $5 bill. Yeah.
That's such a pain in the ass.
You have to get $3.25?
And no one has the coins anymore. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're just gouging us for our bus money. Screw the bus.
Screw the Kingston bus.
Screw all of them. Hamilton bus especially.
Hamilton buses. Oh, I always just went on with my Presto, and then I would always tap, and it would say insufficient funds. I'm like, oh no! And then the bus driver just kind of 90% of the time they just let you sit down anyway.
Oh, I would pull that one so much. Like I would walk on, tap it, and like keep walking a little as if I expected it to work, and I'd turn around and be like, oh, and they'd be like, nah, just go on. And I got away with it so many times.
At one point, I don't think I had a single dime in my Presto account for like over a month.
Dude, I was in the negatives. It would let you go to negatives, and I was sitting in the negatives for a while.
My Presto must be in the negatives then. I tried to use that Union and then to get on the GO train. Flat denied. I was like, it kind of makes sense because I don't think I've charged it up in years.
Every time I take the GO train, I'm like, I should just walk on. But I know that the one day I walk on will be the one day that the ticket asked. Inspector comes on. I've had it once. We were going to see the chats. That was the only time the ticket inspector got me. Which is funny because that's a Chats song.
That's crazy.
What a coinky dink. But yeah, screw the ticket inspector. That's the Gestapo of the GO train. I don't know.
The Gestapo.
The Gestapo. I was going to say we should probably cut that out, but I think that's too good a joke. Yes, too good a pun. If any GO train inspectors are listening to this, I'm sorry.
You can call in.
You can call in, and you can threaten me if you wish. Like I've said this before, follow my Instagram, punkisdead_CFRC, and if you don't like this show, send me hate mail, send me death threats, whatever you believe I deserve. I think it'll be really funny if I get a death threat over this show. Anyways,
here's bus money.
This song's for anyone who got the bus here tonight. We'll be right back.
mate, have you got a spare buck? This prick of a driver won't let me on the bus. It's getting late and I want to go home. I lost my wallet and I smashed my phone. I feel bad asking, I really do, but all I need is a buck or two. Oh, yes, I
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
That was Teenage Head with Infected. Connor, you know Teenage Head because they went to our high school.
I do know Teenage Head.
Personally.
Your dad knew Teenage Head, didn't they?
I think my dad had a shop class. My dad was in grade 9, and the bass player was in grade 13 taking grade 9 courses to, like, just get credits to graduate, I think. But, yeah, they went to Westdale. Shout out Westdale Secondary School.
Blessed place to be.
Blessed place to be?
I meant to say best place to be. You just decided to take me down.
I don't know if I ever heard someone describe Westdale as the best place to be.
Because it's not.
While attending there. But, yeah, lots of good bands from Westdale. Teenage Head, Forgotten Rebels, Martin Short, the band. Martin Short and Eugene Levy, the band. And, yeah, I don't know. We have a few more songs. We got, like, 9 minutes left. We were just watching a clip from X Factor.
We were.
Of Till and Lawson. He sold his truck to be there, and he did not get it, unfortunately.
He did not get his truck back, I don't expect.
But, yeah, I'm trying to play this next song, but the Google Chrome has frozen. You might hear me clicking right now. Okay.
He's on IMDb right now.
I'm on IMDb, and I'm stuck on IMDb. Okay, hold on. I got to figure out how to play this song. It will not let me click anything. Okay, I figured it out. The next song I'm going to play, it's a Toronto, like, street punk, oi punk, whatever punk band you want to call it. Not Toronto. Niagara Falls. I'm sorry.
Ooh, worse than Toronto.
And not until Doug Ford puts $1 billion into making it the Vegas of the North, eh? But, yeah.
More casinos.
We need more casinos. That is exactly what Niagara Falls needs. But yeah, anyways, here, this song is called Voice of a Generation. It's off their second Empire Justice demo. Self-titled demo. It's just called Demo. And, yeah, came out January 1st, 2025. That's over a year ago. I forgot it's 2026. So it's not that new, but here's Voice of a Generation. We'll be right back.
That was Klopp with Evershagen.
That's all you want. You just want to say Klopp.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
As a Germany band from Rostock, Germany, and we're almost out of time, so we have to say farewell, bon voyage, and what's a different way of saying bye?
See you later, alligator.
That's stupid.
Okay, you're stupid.
there's the French guy in Quebec that said au revoir to everyone and then looked at me and went, bye-bye. That guy was mean. Anyways, thanks for listening tonight. We're going to finish you off. No, we're not. We're going to end the show with Teenage Lobotomy by the Ramones.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.5